Hello, Ollie Works. Jade speaking.
Hello, Jade. It's me again, Ted.
Hi, Ted. So, are you going to try out our Shakespeare workshop?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not that keen. But my wife is driving this. Yet I have to do something to improve my emotional intelligence. If it doesn't happen, she said she wants a divorce.
Oh, wow. That sounds serious.
Yes, I've been out of work for a year. And I'm getting on her nerves.
So, is it your wife who brought you our gift card?
Correct. She heard about you, found out you were doing the Merry Wives of Windsor, and bought some gift card for me. I mean, if this was one of the Henry plays, I might be more keen.
Honestly, Ted, this will not be painful. We are creating a zany, modern adaptation of the play, so you and others can practice your creative English. Learn about science and technology of the age and gain some insights on diplomacy.
I see. But do you think now is the time to be writing comedies? I thought Ollie Works was interested in more austere and formal topics. Someone might not take you guys so seriously.
We are very serious professionals here. However, it is our belief that comic relief and creativity are vital in difficult times. Also, you might be surprised to learn what type of people wrote plays and poetry in Shakespeare's time. It was a mark of learning and accomplishment for both men and women.
What do you mean? What other type of people wrote plays besides playwrights?
Well, we know about one lawyer at least who needed to communicate law in a narrative manner for a broad clientele. Some did not read and could not follow a legal argument in a document.
What about engineers then?
It's possible, but we haven't come across one yet. Perhaps it is something for you to research.
Right. So exactly how are the themes of science, language games, and diplomacy demonstrated in the original Merry Wives of Windsor?
In the original play, there is a French suitor vying for the daughter's hand, and a Welsh parson who is also trying to secure the daughter in marriage, but for a friend. These suitors from abroad are an example of the language games and diplomacy.
And that's all? That sounds a bit thin. Look, I thought this workshop was for engineers, scientists, and other such like folks. Where is the science and technology? You talk a fine tune about it on your website, but so far there is no sign of it in this play.
It's missing for the moment. That is one of the reasons we're writing an update. I think you should take a deep breath, Ted. Calm down. Why don't you help us with the play adaptation, which will include science and technology? All you need to do is read the play with us.
I'm supposed to be here to pick up some emotional intelligence, remember?
Many people find that acting helps them relate to other characters and consequently other human beings. This is a strong component of emotional intelligence.
Right.
Later, and only if you want to, you can choose to do your own presentations to those of us producing this play. We will be your captive audience as you improve your performance, say as an independent professional giving online talks.
You mean to market myself?
Yes, it can go that way. Theatre is a wonderful process.
Well, I don't know. Look, I haven't done theater before. I've only watched a few plays. Besides, I'm not sure I even like my voice. This all seems a bit out of the ordinary.
Theatre is out of the ordinary. That is almost a definition of theatre. But I do think you would thrive in it. You in particular. I hope you don't mind me saying that you have the right personality. A fiery temperament, a dramatic flair, plus an attractive bass voice, a real asset for voice acting.
I do. Well, perhaps.
Get on with it! Off with their heads!
Who is doing all the shouting back there?
I'm sorry, Ted. I have to go as I've run out of time. Bye.
Okay, well, thanks, Jade. Catch you later. Bye.